There was hardly any power system analysis software, let alone that was open source, let alone one with a nice user interface. So I think you'll show us that today the world has changed and it's changing.
Thanks a lot. So my name is Santiago. I'm the CTO of a startup that's coming from the Polytechnic University of Barcelona. And we do software for power systems and consultancy. And they adopted the program that I started 10 years ago. And now I became the CTO. So you know, the route to the C-suite is that, make open source. So if I need to think of a description of what a modern power system software is one that it tackles all the typical things that I need to be a power systems engineer. And that would be wave phenomena, electromagnetic phenomena, electromechanical phenomena, thermodynamic phenomena, and political phenomena. So I need to, you know, go full stack. Usually, this wave phenomena is tackled through EMT, electromagnetic transience simulations, and they are being asked when something wrong is going on, usually in connection studies. Also, RMS will be the root mean square of that, and then power flows, and then planning, and then so you get all of this. So if we think, at least this is stuff that influenced me personally, if we think of a landscape of tools that tackle pieces of these problems, we can go as far as 1960 with EMTP. Then PSDC is a software that now is owned by Siemens, has 70% of market in TSOs. Power Factory is a tool made in Germany. It's a great one. It's one of the few ones that tackles the whole thing. Then MatPower, I would say that everyone doing any modeling today is because of MatPower. And then stuff that happened over the years, for instance, PSAT, I would say is the other one that tried to tackle everything by Federico Milano. And then I started something in 2016 that was GridCal, and now it's called VeraGrid, and you can ask me later why. And yeah, I just put the Python stuff. I know there's also other softwares in Julia and so on. So if you need to ask what is a good design, it will be something that doesn't change when the conditions change. So this is my first lease in 2016, and here's the current lease in 2026. You see there are many differences, but there's some things that are still there. I can tell you right away that the backend is unrecognizable from one to the other. And from that process, what I at least that I know, I've refactored all the software 7 times. Refactor means kill everything and start, because there was something, you know, that was smelly, that wasn't allowing me to advance. Kill and start over, and don't be afraid of that. That would be my tip zero, if you want. So this talk is about giving you tips of how to develop such tools, such that they survive and they eventually tackle the whole thing.